Sairam, dear sisters and brothers, it's a beautiful, warm Thursday afternoon here in Prashanthi Nilayam, and you're listening to Love to Love with me, Chandu Vijay. On the first Thursday of this month, we had a show on leadership based on the book Sai Baba's Mahavakya on Leadership by Lieutenant General Chibar. Well, join me today as we dive deeper into the subject of leadership, a role that is played by almost everyone at some point of their lives. So this week, we will be taking a look at the art and heart of leadership that is exuded through different individuals from diverse backgrounds. Stay tuned.
Krishna, Shri Satya Sai, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna.
Welcome back, dear listeners. The first individual that we will take a closer look at is a very well-known, highly revered and respected man in India and in the rest of the world. And he is Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, the 11th President of India. Dr. Kalam is a devout Muslim by religion. He is a rocket scientist with a deeply spiritual message. And throughout his career, he has held highly responsible technical and scientific leadership positions. Now, his experiences in leading such systems, however, did not shake his spiritual foundation. In fact, just the opposite. In fact, he has said, and I quote, "The path of science can always wind through the heart. For me, science has always been the path to spiritual enrichment and self-realization." Now, Dr. Kalam's view on leadership can be seen in everything that he does and says. In his book, The Wings of Fire, he says, "Each individual creature on this beautiful planet is created by God to fulfill a particular role. Whatever I have achieved in life is through His help and an expression of His will. He showered His grace on me through some outstanding teachers and colleagues. And when I pay my tributes to these fine people, I am merely praising His glory. All these rockets and missiles are His work through a small person called Kalam in order to tell the several million Maas of India, never feel small or helpless. We are all born with the divine fire in us. Our efforts should be to give wings to this fire and fill the world with the glow of its goodness." So dear listeners, what Dr. Kalam says is just a reflection of what Swami has been teaching us for all these years, that the body is simply a vessel for service, and His work happens automatically through us when we are aware of this simple relationship. We are not the body, rather we are the Atma, the soul, the supreme consciousness that is one with everything around us. So this energetic and optimistic leader of more than a billion people has also said, and I quote, "I learnt in my life that if you don't do anything, you won't have any problems. But if you do something, suddenly something will pull off. Problems should not become your master. You have to become the master of your problems. God gives us the opportunity to grow through problems. You have to concentrate on what can be done, not what you think cannot be done. If I could, I would remove the word impossible from the dictionary. Defeat your problems and succeed." So well, dear listeners, let us contemplate on these words as we listen to this beautiful song.
Jaya Jaya Hey Madhusudan.
Welcome back, dear listeners. All of the greatest things ever achieved and accomplished in this world started from the same place, that is, a thought. Now, at times, it takes a lot more than just planning and right timing to see through a dream. It takes a lot of courage and strength and, above all, faith in the cause of the dream to allow it to unravel. So to lead in such situations that are tough, trying and out of the norm requires much of the above qualities. So with that, let us move on to our second leader. Madam Anuradha Koirala, who is 61 years of age, is a face of pure strength and courage in her leadership of Maithi Nepal, an organization that rescues young girls from being sold into the human trafficking trade. So just as Dr. Kalam said, problems are only here to help us rise to greater heights. Madam Anuradha grew up in a very difficult household and suffered even later in life in a very abusive relationship. However, instead of letting her past dictate her future, she turned the adversities into opportunities to serve and help other girls who may be prone to suffering the same plight as she would. And thus, Maithi Nepal was born. Now, roughly translated, Maithi means mother's home. The group has facilities throughout Nepal and India, but most of the rehabilitation work with rescued girls takes place at its main campus in Kathmandu, Nepal. The group works with issues related to domestic violence, human trafficking, rape and abuse, and abandoned children. Maithi Nepal provides medical treatment, psychological and legal counseling, formal court filings and criminal prosecution, and all for free. Now, more than 12,000 Nepali women and children have been rescued and rehabilitated since 1993. Madam Anuradha won the CNN Hero Award in 2010 for her unflinching focus and commitment to the work with these women and girls. So, dear listeners, here is an example of leadership that is led by the cause, the heart. Turning adversities into opportunities of growth is a hard thing for many of us to do. You know, how many of us actually stop and tell ourselves when things go wrong that it's okay and it will only get better? A key quality in leaders is to be able to recognize the positive even in the most negative of situations. We must be able to rise above the emotions and operate from a level of calm, clear conscience. Welcome back, dear listeners. A business leader who has for years focused on righteousness in the heart is Mr. G. Narayana, lovingly and respectfully referred to as Guruji by those he inspires with his words of wisdom and his loving, generous behavior. But however, it took a crisis to awaken him to the beauty of his character. Now, at the time of an interview with Radio Sai some years back, G. Narayana was the executive chairman of Excel Industries Private Limited. Excel is a highly respected manufacturer of agrochemicals, industrial chemicals and pesticides. In recent years, the company has received special recognition for its focus on developing environmentally friendly biopesticides and solid waste management, as well as for its spiritual-based leadership. Now, Sri G. Narayana, he told us how, as a young man, after successfully leading a number of companies, he had also established a computer services company called Prism, which specialized in information systems. But unfortunately, things did not go too well at that time. Experiencing fear, doubts and confusion, he went to his native village. He says that the situation at Prism was so critical that suicide became one of the alternatives. He continues to say, but that alternative was not correct as our children were very young. While at my native place, we went to the Godavari River and there was an old temple nearby. While my wife and I, my cousin and his wife were in the waters of the Godavari, I asked my cousin if we could go to the temple and get a memento from the ruins of the old temple. And he said, wait, something is touching me in the river. And then he reached down and brought out two Shiva lingams attached to a common base. And he gave them to me. The two lingams represented Kaleshwar, death, and Mukteshwar, which is liberation. The message was very clear. Liberation from my death-like situation was in the offing. I thought that it was a fantastic day. So in the afternoon, my wife Sujana and I reached her parents' home where my brother-in-law was reading the Gita. I thought this book, the Gita, was another blessing that I should not lose the opportunity. So I opened the book at random and the following verse was present. It said, whoever works with full dedication and offers everything to me, him I will take out of the river of death and put him on the bank. Now this was the best guarantee I had ever heard. So with that new understanding flowed in his thoughts and consciousness, his fear was gone and his mind frames changed. In this connection, Sri Narayana says that his spiritual purpose is to return added value to the world, to be a being of love, to contribute, endeavor, excel, and assist others to excel. Welcome back, dear listeners. Francisco Roberto Canada is director of and partner in ERPER South America in Buenos Aires, the major Argentinian publisher of books and other materials for accountants. In addition, he has in more recent years also been a director and partner in three other publishing and manufacturing companies, all of which are co-owned with his two partners in South America. Now, his entire career seems to have been an expression of his love and his search for true happiness, which he equates with spirituality. In an interview with Radio Sai, he said, "My spiritual principles and values can be summed up in one word, love." He has continually attempted to unite the spiritual and the material dimensions of life. As an expression of that love, and in spite of his having to deal with periods of several illness, he has considered it to be his leadership responsibility to help others find their own true fulfillment. For him, the concept for business that he works with, his goal is to make people aware of their inner potentials, to help bring out this potential, and to always strive for excellence. Excellence is the way that God made the world. Francisco firmly believes that this should also be the purpose of business in general. Now, three themes kept reappearing in Radio Sai's interview with Francisco Roberto Canada. They are hard work, doing your duty with love and care, and loving God. Francisco Canada speaks about the influence that our beloved Swami has had with his partners and their business. All the three owners, who are also the three board members, have the same spiritual teacher. In fact, Francisco took Satya Sai Baba as his spiritual teacher when the partner, who is the major owner of the companies, introduced him to Swami's teachings. And Francisco shares the following. He says, "We talk about how to apply the teachings and principles of spiritual leadership, both at work and in our daily life. In weekly meetings, we focus on principles based on the human values of truth, right action, love, peace and non-violence, not on religion. We use examples from all religions, but each person has his own spiritual way. The employees accept this in a wonderful way. On some occasions, we have had to refuse publishing a book if it did not align with our principles, even if the book would obviously sell many copies and give financial success to the company. The managers are very focused on earning money, and in many cases, they have proposed publications which were not dharmic, meaning in these cases that they would not inspire people to act in a proper way, and such books we have turned down. In the beginning, this attitude sometimes created confusion, but slowly the employees understood that their work was to lead them and those affected by their work in the direction of spiritual growth. When we select a book for publication, we focus on quality in the broad spiritual sense of the word. One of our activities is publishing spiritual, cultural, and educational books. These kinds of books are a reflection of the view of life shared by all three of us partners. We look upon this activity as a possibility of helping to make a better world.
Love the love. Love the love. Love the love. Love the love.
Love the love. Love the love. of the beloved. Love the love of the beloved. Love the love of the beloved. Love the love of the beloved. Take love, don't break love. Just make love your goal. So love the love of the beloved. Oh, love the love of the beloved. Love the love of the beloved. Love the love of the beloved. Hold it, enfold it. It's gold in your soul. So love the love. Love the love.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Today, we are looking at spiritually inspired leaders from around the world. Now, for 20 years, Mr. John Benhur was the country manager in El Salvador of the huge USA-based multinational food company, Nabisco, which started as a major producer of cookies and snacks, but over the years expanded into many types of food products. Now, spirituality has been the focal point of his leadership. Spirituality, he told us, is trying to see God in everyone and trying to interact with everyone on a very loving basis, being humble and trying to help. What is most important to John Ben-Hur is to realize his oneness with God. He says that, "I see spirituality as having a personal relationship with God. What is my goal? It is to become one with God in my personal life as well as at my workplace. Spirituality to me is the application of the human values, truth, right conduct, peace, love and non-violence in your way of doing things. But it is also more than that. It is trying to see God in everyone and trying to interact with everyone on a very loving basis, seeing everything as being perfect and not pointing your finger at anyone or anything. Each of the human values that you are trying to live and put into practice comes out in reflections of what you are doing. Being spiritual is being humble and trying to help. The purpose of business is to make other people happy. That is, serving your customers and making sure that your customers are happy is the reason for your business and the reason for your being there. But not only your customers, your employees too should be happy. There should be a lot of employee enthusiasm and satisfaction, and this should be made a part of this energy of trying to do the best they possibly can. At a certain time, we decided to do some combined publicity for the company and human values training. He continues to say, "At a certain time, we decided to do some combined publicity for the company and human values training. We went to local high schools and offered them an opportunity for the students to come to the plant. We had an auditorium, and I had each of my managers talk about one of the five human values, that is truth, right conduct, peace, love, and nonviolence, and how it affected work ethics. Now, for example, the controller would talk about truth, how truth is important in doing the bookkeeping, the accounting, paying the taxes, etc. Sales manager would talk about right conduct, how you have to treat the customers correctly. The plant manager talked about love, because he had to keep everybody in harmony so the production would be good. The quality control manager would talk about peace, that if you do your work right, you will be tranquil because you will know that the quality of all the products is fine. The maintenance manager would talk about nonviolence, that if you weren't polluting and contaminating, then you would have nonviolence." Well, with that, dear listeners, let us take yet another musical break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more stories on leadership.
जय कौसल्यानन्दन राम परमानन्द आनन्द राम
कौसल्यानन्दन राम परमानन्द आनन्द राम
जय कौसल्यानन्दन
Shanti Sai Shara.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So let us take a look at another everyday unassuming leader now, who again chooses the operations style from leading from the heart. Now, this story is taken from the CNN website. Mr. Narayanan Krishnan was a bright, young, award-winning chef with a 5-star hotel group shortlisted for an elite job in Switzerland. But a quick family visit home before heading to Europe changed his life forever. He says that he saw a very old man eating waste for food. And Mr. Krishnan said that it really hurt me so much. I was literally shocked for a second. After that, I started feeding that man and decided this is what I should do for the rest of my lifetime. Now, haunted by that image, Mr. Krishnan quit his job within the week and returned home for good, convinced of his new destiny. That spark and that inspiration is a driving force still inside him as a flame to serve all the mentally ill destitutes and people who cannot take care of themselves. Mr. Krishnan, he founded his non-profit Akshaya Trust. Akshaya Trust in 2003. Now he has served more than 1.2 million meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner, to India's homeless and destitute, mostly elderly people abandoned by their families and often abused. He literally seeks out the homeless under bridges and in the nooks and crannies between the city's temples. The hot meals he delivers are simple, tasty vegetarian fare he personally prepares, packs and often hand feeds to nearly 400 clients every day. Mr. Krishnan, he also carries with him a comb, scissors and razor, and is trained in 8 haircut styles that, along with a fresh shave, provide extra dignity to those whom he serves. Now, he says that many of the homeless seldom know their names or origins, and none has the capacity to beg, ask for help or offer thanks. They may be paranoid and hostile because of their conditions. But Mr. Krishnan says this only steadies his resolve to offer his help to them. He sleeps in Akshaya Trust's modest kitchen with his few co-workers, since investing his entire savings of $2,500 in 2002, he has taken absolutely no salary. Talking about his parents, he says that they had a lot of pain because they had spent a lot of money on his education. When he asked his mother, "Please come with me, see what I'm doing." After coming back home, his mother said, "You feed all those people, the rest of the lifetime I am there, I will feed you. I am living for Akshaya and my parents are taking care of me." And he continues to say that now I am feeling so comfortable and so happy. I have a passion. I enjoy my work. I want to live with my people.
Some know you as Allah. Some know you as Jesus. Some know you as Buddha. Some say Zoroastra, some say Christian. But I know you're one and the same, just different names. And from time to time, to help mankind, you keep coming around. Some know you as Allah. Some know you as Jesus. Some know you as Buddha. Some say Zoroastra, some say Krishna. But I know you're one and the same, just different names. And from time to time, to help mankind, you keep coming down. Hosanna.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, Swami has always emphasized on education for youth, the right kind of education which falls on the basis of human values. It is no surprise then that the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has a very successful MBA program in place, which has seen thousands of graduates now placed in prominent positions throughout the world. The director of human resources of a reputed IT multinational company, along with the senior management, had gathered to felicitate an employee, and the director said, "I don't know why, but the students from the Sri Sathya Sai Institute are so unique and totally different. In my entire corporate life, I have come across many professionals, but never witnessed the display of a sterling character like these boys have. Parents like me have a vision for our children, and it is a comfortable life, success, and money. It is a conglomeration of consumer durables, ready-to-eat foods, state-of-the-art information technology, and citizenship of a developed country. Success, to start with, is academics, ranks, stars, medals, and the work, soon followed by career options. But after seeing the students of this institute, it has made me realize that I would be a proud mother if my son possesses a character just like him." Now, Bhagwan inaugurated the program on the 21st of August 1986 in the Institute auditorium at 9 a.m. And on that eventful morning, Swami said, "In the Sai Institute, we are attaching special importance to cultural and ethical values. Among these, the primary place is being given to Indian ethos and values. The course will cover such matters as the Indian economic environment, personal management, organizational behavior, and business communication. Emphasis will be laid on personal management and human values, which do not figure very much in the courses of studies in other management institutes now. The use of computers will be an integral part of the course. In our institute, we want to turn out masters in man management. The students should develop a broad outlook and prepare themselves to serve society with sincerity and dedication. They must set an example in morality and bring credit to the country by their work and their contribution to the development of the nation." So, dear listeners, Swami wanted leaders from this school, from his business school, who would not only set an example of strong character, but also influence the nation's industry and commerce and provide a value orientation to all business activity. This sacred purpose is conveyed in no ambiguous terms in the program's mission. The mission of Swami's MBA program says, "We endeavor to develop dedicated, dynamic, professionally sound and socially responsible managers or leaders of wholesome and balanced personality, academically equipped as well as spiritually aware, who embody noble values and above all possess a right and positive attitude with an unblemished character." Swami says that we should be like lions when we lead or step into the leadership roles. Now, this does not mean that we should roar loudly for no reason. It simply means to allow our actions to speak louder than our words. So with that, dear listeners, let us reflect on these beautiful reflections of leadership. Until next week, this is Chandravijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. And to end the show, I'm going to play some bhajans from a new bhajan album titled Bhajananjali Volume 2, produced by Srimati Meera Bhaskaran from Dubai. And all the bhajans you'll be listening to now is sung by Srimati Meera Bhaskaran and are orchestrated and recorded by Sri Inbu Siraj. Well, stay tuned, dear listeners. At 3:30 p.m., we will have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesh Jhari.
Guru Sai. Sai Garama Mahana Bye. महेश्वरा सत्य साई परमेश्वरा
Thank you.
चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
राम 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 चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
आई चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
साई चरण सुखदाई भजो रे
राम नाम के दो अक्षर में
राम नाम के दो अक्षर में
राम नाम के दो अक्षर में
राम नाम के समाई रे
सब सुख शांति समाई रे
सब सुख शांति समाई रे
साई नाथ के चरणों में आकर
साई नाथ के चरणों
सत्य साई नाथ के चरणों में आकर
के साई नाथ के चरणों में आकर
जीवन सफल बनाओ रे,
जीवन सफल बनाओ रे,
सब जीवन सफल बनाओ रे,
सब जीवन सफल बनाओ रे,
राम चरण सुखदाई भजो रे।